ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Vic and Sade. It's brought to you by Procter & Gamble, the makers of Ivory Flakes.
Ivory Flakes. With their gentle care, your clothes will give you up to twice the wear. Well, Ed, did you have a good vacation?
You bet. And you?
Oh, I had a lovely one. Just one thing went wrong.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, while I was away, I loaned my good Angora sweater to my young niece, and she ruined it.
Accident?
No. She shrank that sweater by washing it the wrong way, with the wrong kind of soap. I told her to use Ivory Flakes. Why, Ed, if I've washed that sweater once, I've washed it a dozen times. Naturally, in Ivory Flakes. And when I loaned it to her, it still looked practically new.
Too bad, Margaret, but it's a good example of why it pays to use only Ivory Flakes.
I should say. For everything you specially like, friends. Why, Ivory Flakes care keeps things so pretty.
Up to twice as long.
Slips, blouses, housecoats. But they'll give you up to twice the wear. Tell you another thing. If you wash your rayon stockings every night in Ivory Flakes, they'll fit so much better. You'll be pleased as punch.
And in strain tests that were made, rayons washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long as stockings washed with the wrong kind of soap. There's no doubt about it. Gentle Ivory Flakes care pays.
That keeps things so lovely, friends. It keeps sweaters fluffy.
Housecoats bright.
Blouses soft.
Keeps them that way up to twice as long. And don't think just because I'm a man.
Bragging again.
As I was saying, friends, don't think I don't know what I'm talking about. I saw wash test after wash test, and those tests proved that Ivory Flakes care keeps nice clothes knockout looking up to twice as long.
Yes, all sorts of things were washed over and over in Ivory Flakes, and they stayed bright as a dollar. Well, you could hardly tell them from brand new.
They look like a million. Believe me, friends, Ivory Flakes are mild.
Ivory mild and ivory pure.
With gentle Ivory Flakes care, you'll get up to twice the wear. And now, back to Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 12 o'clock noon as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here on the back porch, we find Sade and young Russell. Our friends are seated side by side on the top step but one, enjoying bright summer sunshine and soft summer breezes. Young Russell's speaking at the moment, and we hear him saying,
I can carry on a conversation on any subject, Bluetooth Johnson says, and everybody hooted and hollered with burning contempt. Bluetooth Johnson certainly does love to brag and blow.
Yeah?
Beef Punkle's not done yet, huh?
Beef probably 10 or 15 minutes yet.
Dinner's invariably late when we have Beef Punkles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, the longer we wait, the hungrier we'll get. Appetite is the best on the table, like the lame brain says in my English textbook.
Wonder what's keeping Gov.
Mm-hmm.
If my Beef Punkles was done and on the table, they'd be getting cold.
Everything on earth compensated for by everything else on earth.
I'll say, boy.
A man who has poor eyesight hears better than most people.
Mm-hmm.
A man whose ears ain't quite up to snuff sees better.
A man with one long leg has one short leg.
How do you mean?
He's got one leg longer than the other, so in order to compensate for that condition, he's got a short leg.
Oh, go on. Getting back to Bluetooth Johnson and how he loves to brag and blow, he claimed he received a letter last week from a very distinguished lady in New York City.
Hey, I received letters. I received letters.
What?
You're talking about receiving letters. Reminded me we received letters. Right here in my apron pocket. Here we are. Postal card for you, postal card for me, and a letter for Gov.
I bet my postal card is from Miss Nagel saying she missed me at Sunday school last Sunday.
Yeah.
And you beat it. Every week I get that half-lit postal card. And I haven't missed a Sunday at Sunday school for 9 million Sundays.
I received my same old rotten postal card.
Invitation to enjoy free coleslaw and play pool down at the Lazy Hours pool parlor?
Sure. What's eating those nitwits? Why on earth would they think any Mrs. Victor Gough could come play pool at their darn pool hall?
Who wrote Guff's letter?
I don't know. Postmark, Sick River Junction, Missouri.
Oh? That's where the Missouri State Home for the Tall is located.
Is there? Oh, listen to this. Mrs. Victor Gough, you are cordially invited to eat all the free coleslaw you can hold with every six-game block of rotation pool you play next Saturday evening from the hour.
Hi-ho-to-ho. I want you to meet my brother Joe.
Hi, Golf.
I have nothing to say to you, sir. I despise you personally, and I despise everything you stand for.
I wouldn't holler.
Hello, Sadie, honey. Could you lend me any money?
I wouldn't holler. For all I know, Mr. Donahue's sleeping.
Oh, he's always sleeping.
I got the halfway notion sticking back in my head. He got in off in a Kansas City freight drag this morning.
All right, then. Where's my dinner?
Beef punkles.
Why do you mutter beef punkles?
We're having beef punkles for dinner.
Excellent. Hand me a plate of beef punkles.
Well, it's the same old situation.
You're telling me my dinner is not ready?
You're raising your voice again.
Sadie, are you telling me my dinner is not ready?
Mr. Croucher played me the same trick he always plays on beef punkle days. Irvin never showed up in the grocery wagon till way past 10 o'clock.
Then you are telling me my dinner is not ready. It is true, then.
Oh, you lower your voice.
It is true, it is true, it is true.
Anyway, where were you?
What?
Suppose the beef punkles had been ready and on the table. You weren't here on time to eat them. You're way, way late. They'd be sitting getting cold as
my shoe. What's that in your lap? Mail for me?
Yeah, here. One measly, rotten little letter.
How can you label it a measly, rotten little letter? For all you know, it contains a lovely poem. Or a lady's violet-scented kerchief.
I wouldn't be surprised if it did. Some of them kids that skulk around the telephone switchboard.
Yeah, from Hank Goodstop. My letter's postmarked Sick River Junction.
That's where the Missouri State Home for the Tall is located.
Yep, and that's where Hank is spending his vacation.
Really?
Hank has a brother there.
A brother that's an inmate of the Missouri State Home for the Tall?
A brother that's an armed guard at the Missouri State Home for the Tall.
Mm.
You were about to sneer at poor old Hank, I see.
I wouldn't waste the breath sneering at him.
I will see what Hank says in his letter.
Do that. Maybe love and kisses.
Maybe. Maybe.
Mm.
When do you think the beef punkles will be done, Mom?
Oh, 8, 9, 10 minutes yet. Hungry?
Hungry as a half-wit horse.
But the neighbors wonder what we're up to sitting on our back porch at 20 minutes past 12.
Well, for Pete's sake. Hey, look.
Find the lady's violet-scented hanky in the envelope?
I found a check.
A check for money?
Sure. Take a swing at this.
That Hank sent you money?
$8, by George.
$8. The check is for $8. Paid to the order of V.R. Gook, $8.
What's it for?
Money he owes me. He's paying me back money he owes me.
Well.
He's paying me back $8.
Is that what he owes you, $8?
Yes. Look, paid to the order of V.R. Gook, $8.
Hmm. Is that all he owes you, $8?
And on his vacation, he dips in his purse and pays me money. A man needs a little capital on his vacation. It's darn good and unusual a fellow start liquidating debts when he's on his vacation.
Is that all he owes you, $8?
Fritter salute, in hot kumquat spindle hunk. Dumb cluck non dispretendum ex libris tattle pusher simple skeek. Well, look, you old horse thief. Imagine old Hank doing this.
Is $8 all he owes you?
Listen to this. Well, Gook, you old horse thief, here I am in Sick River Junction, and are there plenty of tall people around here? Ha, ha, ha. See, Russell, he's visiting his brother, who's an armed guard at the Missouri State Home for the Tall.
Yes, I know.
So he says, here I am in Sick River Junction, and are there plenty of tall people around here? Ha, ha, ha.
I wonder if his brother...
He's visiting his brother in the Missouri State Home for the Tall.
Yes, I know.
Imagine old Hank digging down in his old jeans when he's off on vacation and sending me $8.
Does that square you off even?
How do you mean?
Does $8 settle in full what he owes you?
Your question seems to me, Sage, to have rather a selfish flavor.
Well, I don't see why.
Hank borrowed sums of money from time to time over a period of some years.
Yes, I know he did.
He invariably borrowed these monies in $2 amounts.
I know that, too. How many millions of times has he called up here desperately needing
$2? Well, please get this point. Hank invariably, as I say, borrowed these monies in $2 amounts. Is he repaying me in $2 amounts? He is not.
Watch your voice now.
He is not repaying me in $2 amounts.
Uh-huh. Well, don't holler. I'm pretty sure,
he's
Mr.
He's paying me in $8 amounts. Old Hank quadrupled the ante.
Good for old Hank.
Old Hank quadrupled the ante.
He's a delicious old Hank, Hims is. But you still haven't answered my question. Does your check square up the debt?
No.
No?
Of course not.
How much more you got coming?
I don't know.
I thought you kept track in a little book.
I do keep it in a little book. Little book's upstairs.
Does Hank also
have... I've told you about this, Sade. I got a little book and Hank's got a little book. On every one of the numerous occasions over a period of some years, Hank has hit me for a $2 loan. We both noted the transaction down in our little books.
How sweet.
Sure.
Bluetooth Johnson gets an enormous thrill out of playing dominoes.
You always do insist on taking an oblique and perverse attitude on stuff.
Well, naturally, I'm interested in family money matters.
I feel a warm glow of affection for Hank, and I think it's perfectly understandable. On his vacation, where he needs ready cash, he digs down in the old pouch and coughs up $8.
Sure, and that's grand, but I'm only
He borrowed in $2 amounts. You'd look for him to pay back in $2 amounts. But no, he shoots me $8.
He quadrupled the ante.
Yes, he quadrupled the ante.
I think maybe we can go see how the beef function.
I'll tell you this much, Sade, if you have to know. This check for $8 is the only payment I've ever had from Hank.
Why?
Oh, Russell, I believe your mother announced dinner was almost ready. Are your hands clean? Are you ready to
Dick,
sit down?
Are you telling me that Hank has...
What?
Has never paid you a penny in all these many years he's been borrowing money in $2 chunks?
I do not care to discuss the matter.
No, but is that true? This little dinky check for $8 you got in your hands there is the total amount he's given back in
this
all the many...
This little dinky check for $8 shows Hank's good faith, don't it? It shows he's going to start paying me back.
But he must owe you hundreds of dollars. Just hundreds. Why, it makes me dizzy to remember the dozens and dozens and dozens of times he's called up and asked if he couldn't
say
stop
that. I positively refuse to say one more word on this.
All right.
Old Hank, on his vacation and everything, when a fella needs ready cash, dug down in his purse and sent me a substantial sum of money. He borrowed in $2 amounts and he's repaying in $8 amounts. Good old Hank, if he was here, I'd squeeze his hand. And now I'll walk around the house and go in the front door.
What for?
Because I choose.
But the meat's done. The beef punkles are ready.
I will see you in the kitchen in 2 minutes.
Come on, go in the kitchen now.
I prefer to go in the front door.
You'll go in the front door and come right back to the kitchen?
Yes.
All right.
Mom.
Huh?
I think Gov is crying.
I know he is.
Includes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.
Ed, do you think some people are just born lucky?
Well, I don't know. I think sometimes good luck is good management.
Yes, I guess it is. For example, I've heard women say they don't have any luck at all with rayon stockings. They say rayons don't last. Now, Ed, you know that isn't a question of luck.
I should say not. Why, if a woman wants her rayons to last longer, she should wash them in ivory flakes every night.
Absolutely. In stocking strain tests that were made, rayon stockings washed in ivory flakes lasted twice as long.
Actually, twice as long as rayons washed with the wrong kind of soap. So, play safe. Suds your rayons in ivory flakes.
Every night. Besides lasting longer, those rayon stockings will fit much better, too. Won't bag and wrinkle so.
Even if your dealer's sometimes out of ivory flakes.
Oh, are they worth waiting for?
Because ivory flakes are ivory mild, you know.
Ivory pure.
Try ivory flakes for your blouses, slips, and sweaters.
Never wash them the wrong way.
Remember, with gentle ivory flakes care, you'll get up to twice the wear. Again tomorrow, join in the fun with Vic and Sade, same time, same station. This is Ed Herlihy.
And Margaret MacDonald.
Saying good day for Ivory Flakes. Remember, every drop of used fat counts. Used fat saved today becomes ammunition, medicinal supplies tomorrow. Save your used fat. This is the National Broadcasting Company.